Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christmas can be a hard time for people who have lost a loved one. Christmas, bar none, is the most nostalgic of all the holidays. When a person is missing from Christmas, there's a hole. With Butch's death coming so close to Christmas and this funeral service coming even closer to Christmas, it's on our minds. There are a lot of people here who are sad when they think of those difficult moments in the days ahead for those who loved Butch. Because we do not want to remain sad, and we don't want others to be sad either, there's a tendency to chop some logic to make it seem better. There is some truth in the gentle arguments that get made at such times. Butch lived to be 72. We'd all like it if he had lived longer, but 72 years is nothing to sneeze at. He had fairly good health despite the very serious disease he had until not too long before he died. Regardless of whatever else gets said, we might also add that the memories of him will live on even though he has died. Some more specifically Christian logic can be chopped at such times too. Biblical truths are taken in hand. The goal is the same. We'd like to feel better, not feel so sad. There's something that I'd like us to consider this afternoon, though, that might surprise you. It has to do with what happened to a friend of Jesus's. What we find is that sadness is not taken away, even for Jesus, who obviously knew all of the truths of God's saving will towards us, for he himself is God. The friend's name was Lazarus. His sisters were Mary and Martha. One day, Lazarus fell sick, and his family sent word to Jesus in hopes that he would come and heal him just like he had healed so many others. Jesus, however, didn't come right away. He stayed where he was for a couple more days. In the meantime, Lazarus died and was prepared for burial. And by the time Jesus got to where they lived, he was already in the tomb. This was not by accident. Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. When Jesus came near to the house, word was brought to Martha. Jesus is on his way, and she ran out to meet Jesus on the road, and she tells him undoubtedly what was on her mind these past few days. She says, "Jesus, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." "That's true," Martha replied through the tears. "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." You see, Martha knew her Bible. She also knew that Lazarus believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. She knew that through this faith in Jesus, her brother Lazarus had received salvation from sin, death, and hell, and that he was destined, therefore, to eternal life. Here are some of those Christian truths I referred to above, which are looked at to take away sadness. Jesus responded to Martha with some words that you'll hear later as a part of our service in a few minutes. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus powerfully confirms everything that Martha had just said. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him will live even though he dies. In fact, what Jesus has done to death, defeating it, makes it so that it really doesn't even deserve that name anymore. here's some more truth that we can chew on. Martha then sends somebody back to the house to get her sister Mary. Mary comes weeping. Everybody else is weeping too. Now here's why I bring this up. When Jesus saw Mary, it says that he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled. There was a tightness in his chest, a lump in his throat, trying to choke it down. He asks, "Where have you laid him?" And they said, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus couldn't hold back the tears any longer. He wept. And when they got to the tomb, it says that he was deeply moved yet again. Now, if there were anybody ever who knew the saving truths of God's will, it would be Jesus. Indeed, Jesus even knew that he was going to raise Lazarus that day, as well as the way that he will raise him on the last day. Even though Jesus knew all these truths, and they're such fine and good truths, he was still deeply grieved and sad. To be sure, when Lazarus was raised to life, that sadness was utterly erased and replaced with a joy that we cannot even comprehend. Until that time, however, Jesus was full of sorrow, even though he knew all truth. And so we should not have the expectation that our sadness and sorrow will be taken away by what gets said. If that's the thing that we're striving after, then it's likely that vain philosophy will provide more comfort than Christian truth. These are the kinds of things that I mentioned at the beginning, where we kind of argue our way out of feeling sad. So-and-so lived a long life. Everybody has to go sometime. Death is just a part of life. Treasure the memories. These sentiments might very well work better at relieving grief than Christian truths do, precisely because they're easier to believe. The reason why Martha and Mary were so sad is that they thought that the time for their brother to get better had passed. Maybe if Jesus had been there earlier, then he could have done something, but it's too late now. They had to wait for the resurrection to feel better. The same is true, surprisingly, even with Jesus. But the truths of God won out in the end. All vain philosophy, on the other hand, will prove to be worthless or even to be lies when Christ comes to raise the dead. In the days ahead, therefore, I want to encourage all of you who have loved Butch to take to heart the truths communicated to us about our God. Do this not with the expectation that it will take away your sadness, but with the conviction that you most certainly will not be disappointed in the end, even if now, for a season and a time, you have sadness. The glorious promises that God has made to us have not yet come to pass, and these truths, the greatest of which is resurrection, are waiting in the wings. One day they will come into action, and our joy will be full. Nobody's going to have to talk us into being joyful that day. So what exactly are the truths about our God that are communicated to us at Christmas? All three readings that I chose for today are really about Christmas. The most direct is the reading from Luke chapter 2. This is the night of Jesus' birth. God sent his angel to the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks by night. And when the angel appeared, the shepherds were terrified. And understandably so. Whenever God shows up, even through a messenger, our thoughts immediately turn to our uncleanness, our sinfulness. But the angel says those golden words, that sinners love to hear from their God, do not be afraid. I have not come to harm you, quite the opposite. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Now, wouldn't it be nice to have someone like Jesus in our corner, some great friend who could do the kinds of things that he did, even for Lazarus and Mary and Martha? Well, there's no need for supposing. That's what the angel says explicitly. A Savior was born. For whom? Not just the guy in the Bible, not just the guy down the street, not just the guy who seems to have earned it by coming to church. Are you a sinner? Then Jesus is for you. He has been born to redeem you by his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He is born to defeat death for you, so that when you're laid into the grave, it will not be the end of the story, nor will we have to be satisfied with mere memories and other ghostly things like that. You will be raised to life, and that life will be better than the one that we've known, because this is a resurrection where death is no longer part of the picture. Today, we lay the body of Butch into the grave. Wouldn't our moods change in an instant if he were raised to life, and even a better life than the one that we've ever known? Our sadness would be turned to wonder and to joy just like that. Well, this is true. We only have to wait for it. God's promises come true, regardless of how we feel. God entered into history in Christmas to save us, to save Butch. In these days ahead, as you think about Christmas, think about the Savior who has been born for you so that you will see Jesus with your own eyes, together with Butch. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.